Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up with the Deadly Brother. He's an entertainer, he's a performer. He's an artist, all the above. Zach James, his name is. And got him on the line. Zach, very good morning. How are you?
You are. Good morning, too. Yeah, I'm doing Mudders, doing really well, yeah.
Too deadly, my brother.
To come and have a yarn.
Yeah, no, good, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Zach?
Yo. So I've grown up over Perth Way, well, Kalgoorlie Way, actually. So I'm Wongai, Yamaji and Murray. So my Murray mob or Bidra mob. Greens and Johnstons, but we didn't really grow up that way, so I've more identified being Wongai, but we still got family over Queensland Way, Toowoomba Way.
Okay.
So, yeah, all my grandma and granddad's country over this way.
All right, too deadly, my brother. Talk about the hat that you wear, filming, acting, artist. Tell us your journey, what are you doing, and educate the world, brother, on what Zach James is doing, cuss.
Ooh. So I went to WAPA, which is the acting academy over here. We got a special one for Aboriginal theatre courses here. So a lot of mob go through that. So like Main, White, Shari Sevens, all their mob, they went through there as well. So I went through that course and started writing and started working at the Aboriginal theatre company called Yuriyarkin. And I wrote my first play when I was 19, which was about old dreaming stories, but working with the elder mob over here to... the Noongar mob especially, to kind of take some of these old dreaming stories and make it more like appropriate for everyone to hear, but then also have language for the young fellas to grow up here in their language in like mainstream school and everything. So that was the start of that side of it. And then I went more into, you know, social work, working suicide prevention, mental health, sexual health, all those kind of areas. But the whole time still writing and, you know, doing acting. Yeah. I did a show called AMMM, Aboriginal Radio, which some of you might have... Remember that crack up one?
Okay, yeah.
So I was Jamba Jimper on that one. And then Shadow Trackers did after that, and then just been working at Yuriyarkin for the last couple of years until recently, and writing a whole bunch of plays, a whole mix of stuff between, like, you know, stories about methamphetamine in the community and how it affects everyone, and dreaming stories. I just finished writing a story about Native Title and the way that, you know, that kind of impacts on our mob, and even if you do make that decision, then you go down the Native Title and you recognise how it can still be so hard for families to try to reconcile the damage happening to the country, even with that kind of money that comes in.
Yes.
And now I'm lecturing at TAFE doing cultural safety and protocols for Wadjuk mob. Might be a different word over there. But
Miglu, we say here.
Miglu mob.
Kole, yeah.
Yeah. For their mob, so they understand how to make a place, not just diverse, because we know that diverse without equity isn't the same thing, so teaching them how to create actual safe and proper workplaces where mob are not only just invited into, we're actually regarded and valued for our cultural IP, and you know, how we can implement that into normal Miglu workplaces. And at the moment, I'm working with Yamaji Art Centre.
Okay, beautiful.
As in Geldon Way, which has been pretty good.
And also, you're in a band as well, Mongjia, is that right?
Yeah, Mungia. I forgot about that.
Tell us about the band and how long you've been operating and what instruments do you sing, you use, bro?
Yo. So Mungia is my band as well. So we've been together as a band for only 3 months, but I've been writing music for 7 years or so.
Yes.
So I do everything. I record everything, but when we're playing live, I do lead guitar, rhythm, and vocal, the lead vocals. And I've got a real deadly band as well. I've got Tao, he's an Indian fella.
Yeah.
My bassist, Ursula, she's also First Nation American. And then also my synth player, Amy Smith. She's, I've got to remember where I'm from. Toowoomba Way.
Oh, yeah, she's First Nation of this country, yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Actually, synth play as well. So we're just doing our thing.
And genre, what sort of music you play, brother?
Indie rock, folk.
Indie rock. All right, deadly, brother.
Yeah.
So you on YouTube? Can we see you on YouTube, or how do we see you in action?
YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all those things. We're on TikTok as well.
And Mongia, how you spell that, brother?
Mongia. So that's my real name. That's from my jumble, my pop.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Is there meaningful Mongia?
It is, but I haven't been told what it is yet. I'm not allowed to know yet.
Oh, there you go. Okay, brother. You haven't been initiated yet.
Nah, that's exactly it.
Well, that's too deadly, my brother. So get the mob out there. Check out YouTube, Mongia, M-O-N-G-W-E-Y-A. That's your band, Zach James, Too Deadly, brother. So you wear many hats. You're very proactive, aren't you, brother?
Yeah, we got to be.
Exactly, we got to be. I love that. We got to be, yes.
Yeah, and also because I'm a bit fairer too, so I've got that privilege. But the way that I use that, instead of just squandering it, I use it to make sure that, you know, everyone still gets their voice. And you know, unfortunately, sometimes Migaloo Mob don't like listening to our cousins and our sisters and brothers who are darker.
Yep.
So I try and make that passageway so that the rest of my mob can come in, you know, and be a part of it and empower those places. So
you're a bridge builder, Marcus.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has to exist.
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately, it has to exist, exactly. But high tide rises all ships. We all succeed together, my brother. So good yarn with you. Love your work, my cuss. So Deadly Mob, they can see Mongia on YouTube, M-O-N-G-W-E-Y-A. But the work you're doing in regarding the film capacity, directing and your artwork, fantastic, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch. Good yarn with you. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Zach.
Hey, no worries. Next time I come around, I'll drop in the station. See you.
Please do, bro. Don't be stuck up. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn, and that's yarn with Zach James, and First Nation man there, WA, but also got a connection to Toowoomba as well. And I don't know his mob fully, he says, but big shout to his mob. And Zach James is really proactive with his life, and that's what it's all about. And he's got that fair skin, he reckons, but he uses it as a tool, as a bridge builder, and bringing our mob into the circle, but also bringing non-Indigenous to the circle as well. So there it is. Fantastic. Yarn Up Song here. Big shout out, NURS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Allow this program go to the air. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And like I said, across the nation, thanks to NURS. With the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Good yarn in your mob, Too Deadly.
Open up my heart to relieve the pressure. Building on my chest. Was an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria is finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy, and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, cause it's heading in the wrong direction. And how many brothers out there getting lost in an intersection? I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. You better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind and finally run free. Embrace your life and love and live in peace. Mother Earth's so fragile, you gotta take care of her. And we all just people, people that share the soul. Socially connected, artificially creating bonds. Future for the children needs more than likes and shares. Pretend you're not listening and make out like you don't care. She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little
little bit of rum in a coffee mug. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of rum in a coffee mug.
Sovereign Yidinji government is calling for persons who are interested in learning a foreign language. The Yidinji nation wants to take its message to the world and is putting together a series of classes in Portuguese and German. You can contact the Yidinji government through Facebook. Just type in Yidinji Bama, or why not call the office on 0742114227. This message is brought to you by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of the SYG.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Salt and Kev Carmody, paving the way for me and many. To stand up tall, young, black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got that flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patience on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe, that's the answer. Question time, freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchuwita. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Kuris, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, cause I talk like
taking all of by my knee as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love, cause. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man, my man, my man, na 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, 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 black swan.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now rule book changes for RNTBCES, and we're going to catch up a yarn with Luke Winnetong, Senior Native Title Engagement Officer with Native Title Units. Come to join me in the studio. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Good to see you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah. So Cubby Cubby is my mob down in southeast Queensland there, and some South Sea Island mob down there, but from Gladstone and further south.
Okay.
Mainly, yeah.
And you reside here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, Yudinji country?
Yep. Yudinji country, yep. I've been here for, too long now.
Too long now. We're running a sugar and woolly beef. We know where you are, brother. Look, a very important hat that you wear as a Senior Native Title Engagement Officer, Native Title Unit. Talk to us about the hat that you wear and the organisation you work for and where we're at in regard to this space as black people.
Yep. So I work for the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations. So that's ORIC, and some of the listeners might know it as in their historically as ORAC.
ORAC.
Office of the Registrar of Aboriginal yes. Corporations.
Yes.
So we regulate and administer the CATSI Act, so what's called the CATSI Act, the Corporations Act for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander yes. Corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like the black ASIC, if you know what I mean. So ASIC regulates mainstream corporations.
Yep.
And so we regulate the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations. And so my role, as you mentioned, I'm in the Native Title Unit.
Okay.
So not only with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations, there's also the Registered Native Title Body Corporate. So they look after their corporations set up to look after mob's native title rights and interests.
Okay.
So specifically with native title. So ORIC has about 3,500 corporations, like Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations Australia-wide, and there's, at last count, about 255 registered native title body corporates.
Okay.
That specifically the native title unit that I'm part of.
Now, there's a team of you, or is it just you rowing the boat, brother?
It was me last year, but
Thank
now
you.
We've got a team. We've got a team. We have myself based in Cairns.
That's a big portfolio, isn't it?
It is, yes, it is. And then we've got a staff member based in Brisbane, our Brisbane office, and then we also have a senior native title lawyer based here in Cairns as well. So
okay.
three of us in the team at the moment.
So it's a platform for our First Nation people, traditional owners, to be in that space in regarding native title, and you're there to guide, support, and hopefully get them over the line, and also, making sure that legality is done right,
yeah.
And make sure that there's a legal representation, yeah?
Yes, yeah. So it's about compliance, I guess. So however mobs, corporations that are set up to handle look after their native title rights and interests, however they're set up, we try and help them to be compliant.
Yeah.
And that can be through awareness programs or education. We run a number of training programs that are regularly scheduled. But also directors of corporations can request us one-on-one to come out.
Sure.
Just about anywhere in Australia, as long as we've got the manpower to do it, to come out and sit with your directors for a day and talk about your specific rule book.
Sure.
And try and help you get it compliant.
Okay. Thank you. And look, to everybody across the board, black and white, if you're not in the legal platform as such, we're all naive. It's all hogwash, isn't it? We can't understand.
Yeah.
So layman's term is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So we can understand and moving forward, knowledge is power, but we need information.
You know? Yeah, that's right. And that's I'm not a lawyer myself, but like I said, I work with a lawyer. So that's one of the big things that I guess my role is. I was at a forum last week here in Cairns and trying to talk about that legal stuff or the legislation and that in like terms that mob can understand.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, though. There's a lot of mob out there that have that legal background.
Thank you. And more power to our educated black people, yes.
Exactly. And they can school me in, you know, native title legislation and all that.
We are students for life, my brother.
Well, I'm always learning and I'm always ready to be corrected by anyone. But,
sure.
You know, the main thing is being out there and being responsive. And, ORIC at the moment, Australia-wide, has around 40 staff.
Yep.
For 3,500 corporations. So
sure.
It's a big job. We're probably strained a little bit at the moment due to the amount of rule books that are coming in, but, you know, we're doing our best. And specifically with the Native Title Unit, like we're specifically there to liaise and try and help, like you said, get Mob across the line with their compliance.
Sure, sure, sure. And I suppose the other hat that you could wear there as a communicator to the so-called legal team as well.
Yeah.
In regard to, I don't know, cultural awareness.
Yeah.
In regard to make sure that they're delivering the information in the cultural awareness and protection and respectful way.
Yes.
So their clients can understand what's going on, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's a big part of our role, is not just the external stuff, so talking to Mob all around the country, but also talking to government. So talking to our own people and trying to help with, you know, knowledge of Native Title and Catsic Act and Mob in community.
Sure.
But also, and one of the things I wanted to mention was within the rule book, so one of the changes and why I came here today was to talk about some of the changes that Mob have to make with their rule books. But one of the big things, one of the big reasons for the changes was to try and make everything more transparent and trying to give more rights to common law holders or Native Title holders that are members or not of these corporations. But also in Mob's own rule books, we want them to be self-sufficient. We want them to have self-determination and to be able to make decisions for their own Mob about their own country.
Exactly.
And also have, you know, those cultural considerations that Mob have. And one size doesn't fit all.
No, that's right.
And, you know, the cultural considerations around, for example, if Mob want to make a decision around whether to sign an Ilua or whatever about their country, about how they make that decision should be up to them. And so we try and work with them to help them sort of get that into their rule book as well.
Lovely. So we're talking First Nations. We're also talking, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So we're talking Torres Straits as well?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, for absolutely. Sure. Yeah, so we work with the Mob up there.
Yes.
We've done a number of things up there. And there's been some recent, I'm sure everyone's aware of, determinations of Native Title up, some big ones up there.
Big ones, exactly.
Yes, and on the Cape as well. So, yeah, it's really interesting times for Torres Strait. But just generally as we move towards, I guess, more post-determination space in the Native Title area.
Sure. Look, and success breeds success, and it empowers our Mob if they're getting over the line regarding the Native Title Act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then other brothers and sisters on their country thinking, you know, we can do the same, and we've got the rights to do so.
Yeah.
And let's throw the iron in the fire, so to speak. And this is where you guys come in regarding helping them on this new platform, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I'd say that's kind of what we're there for, is to help Mob. But also the reality is that we are a regulator, and so we will sometimes see people see us as a regulator and may not have the most positive views of ORIC as a federal government agency.
But at the same time, great to have black people there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't be black on black.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of our Mob who are working in these government positions as such, we're there for our payback doing our J-O-B, but also we're there emotionally, spiritually as well to help our Mob, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And success breeds success, and we need more black successes in the Native Title space, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, exactly. Fantastic. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, for sure, my brother, for sure. So you've been holding the reins there for about an hour, a year in your position.
Yep.
And now there's a team of people that's come on board now with you.
Yep. So we've got a young woman down in Brisbane that's just joined us.
Cool.
And she's working with me in the engagement team. And then a senior Native Title lawyer who's got a lot of experience up here in Cairns.
Okay.
That's, you know, we're working together. But we work closely. We're sort of part of our legal and policy department at ORIC. But we work closely with other...
Well, who would be your senior then?
So my senior is the general counsel at the Office of the Registrar. And then, I guess my big boss or the registrar is Miss Tricia Stroud.
Okay.
Is the registrar. And she's been there for...
First Nation?
Yes.
Of course, beautiful.
First Nation, Northern Territory Mob.
Yes.
Shout out. But, she's been in the position for coming up to about a year, I think.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, and she's a strong woman.
Well, there you go, beautiful. Yep, yep. And women can do anything. Big shout out to our sisters. Yes, we live in it's not a man's world, eh, brother? We say that. We strongly believe that and respect that. And,
I've got daughters.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. Yeah, I've got a wife and two daughters, and I respect my body, you know what I'm saying? Look, a beautiful yarn, and congratulations on the position that you hold there, my brother. This is a very important space when we're talking about Native Title, but also to have the support for our First Nation people, for our traditional owners, to be at that table. You know what I mean? So the support is so very important. Thank you for your yarn, my brother. Now, we're talking off air quickly. The hat that you were wearing before, what was that last time?
I was with the Queensland Human Rights Commission.
Okay, right. And how long did you have that stint for?
Coming up to 3 years, I think. I was there. But because the Human Rights Act for Queensland was new, so my role was around the awareness and education, as well as handling complaints and that.
Sure. All right, brother. And, change hats, but here you are, and based up here in Cairns, brother. Yep. Yeah, all right. Now, Dr. Mark Winnetong, who's your uncle?
Yep.
Your father's brother?
Yes.
Yep, Winnetong. And then, of course, you got the entertainers as well under Mark, his beautiful sibling, his kids.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, they're your first cousins, right?
Naomi, Shakaya, and Dr. Joel down in
Newcastle. Dr. Joel, that's right, Newcastle. Yes. And so, I think before, you got a musical bone in you?
I do play, but I'm not any good. I play though, and I sing at home.
Play triangle?
Yeah, that's
Ting.
It. No, I sing at home, but no one likes me singing at home. But and also shout out to the sibling I forgot to mention, Layla.
Okay.
Layla Schreiber, who's down here.
Yes.
She's doing deadly work with Didge.
Yes, she is. Yes, yeah,
here
lovely.
In Cairns. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, fantastic. All right, my brother, we'll talk soon all about you.
Yep,
thank you very much
for
the yarn. Take care. Big shout out to the mob there at Orrick.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Beautiful. There it is, a deadly yarn, a beautiful yarn there. We're with the man, that's Luke Winnetong, Senior Native Title Engagement Officer, Native Title Unit, and a very important hat that he wears, and it's about looking after our mob when regarding pursuing Native Title. And we've got that platform and that organisation to support them in that space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong here, and big shout to Nurse Team, National News Radio Service. Team effort and teamwork makes the dream work. That's what Murray always say. Keep smiling, your mob. Join in the conversation. Too deadly.
My medicine, 'cause I've been doing this for way too long now, girl. Chasing you to the end of the earth. Sorry if I come across too strong now, but the remedy lays in between your legs. 'Cause I've been here before, but I don't wanna be too cautious. 'Cause all I'm thinking, baby, what if we fall? Girl, I feel us levitate. It's like I'm in a skyscraper. We say we too high, but have faith. And baby, I know that you are the one. And feeling like me plus you is a sum. And I don't even know what I'm saying right now. And we can figure this out. 'Cause I can be the one. Let me take a dip in your waters. Backstroke your love until the morning. 'Cause I've been here before. But I don't wanna be too cautious, 'cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall? And baby girl, you know you wanna be my wife. Oh, yeah. Be my wife and be my life. Oh.
Black life matters.
Black life matters. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me, just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorify mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typical complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence. Silent agreements. The pride and deceit. Our willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with it. Let it, let it love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family. The
Black Life Matters.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I need you. I remember the day.
Yeah.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, an MOU, a First Nations game changer in East Arnhem Land. We're talking about a new memorandum of understanding, MOU, between Charles Darwin University, CDU, and the Yothiyindi Foundation, YYF. It's expected to be a game changer for First Nation people in East Arnhem Land. And with that, we're going to talk to Professor Reuben Bolt, Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nation Leadership at Charles Darwin University, about this MOU. A very good morning, Professor. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations, MOU with the YYF, Yothiyindi Foundation. To me, I'm talking about it seems to be a beautiful, solid bridge being built here in relationship working with the Charles Darwin University and the YYF.
Yeah, look, it is. We've been working with the Yothiyindi Foundation for several years now. Obviously, they run the Garma Festival, so we've been involved in that. But this MOU really is the basis for how we continue to genuinely engage as we move forward. And it has to be based on mutual benefit.
Yes.
And also a deep understanding of the issues at the local level. And I think that's where the Yothiyindi Foundation is in the ideal position, because there's many different clan groups that are in East Arnhem. And, you know, if we want to engage sensitively and appropriately, we need to be able to build those relationships, and that's what this MOU does.
Fantastic. And it's a great platform as well for the people in the with Yothiyindi Foundation and the traditional owners, a pathway to further education as well.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, some of the key challenges, particularly in remote communities in the NT, is around, you know, remoteness, so the long distances to travel, the cost of living, so fresh food even, fuel, internet access, so that remoteness is a real issue. But there's also issues around language, and, you know, some of our First Nations communities are speaking third, fourth or fifth languages. So that's not an easy thing to do when you consider you're trying to learn in a Western environment within the university. Most of our students are mature aged as well.
Yes.
And then you've got the issues around lower levels of literacy and numeracy.
And the opportunity of, you know, the old saying, success breeds success, when you have First Nation people from the community who are succeeding in the, you could say, white man's world in regarding the education, then they come back and there's the pathway, success breeds success, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Look, and I think if we can really draw on that, because the role model, I think, actually makes a big difference. We delivered an honorary doctorate on country, not last year, but the year before.
Yes.
And the number of community members that came to witness those honorary doctorates get to see some of their community members, some of their elders, that are already well-respected knowledge holders, but are actually being recognized in a Western system as well as having, you know, deep knowledge on those, on a particular topic. So I think the role model is very, very important. And if we're going to be able to make a difference, it's really going to be about it being community-led. I think that's why that co-design piece is so important.
Yeah, yeah, so true. Looking at Yothiyindi Foundation, is it made up of board of directors? How's their set up?
Yeah, look, there is a board of directors. And we had the signing last week. So the Vice Chancellor and the Chair of the Yothiyindi Foundation signed, and I was the witness, and so was the CEO of the Yothiyindi Foundation as well. So, but many of the board members were there to witness the signing. They had some of the school kids come along to be there as well. And I mean, look, it's just a really good initiative. There's lots of work to do,
of course,
in the future. There's no doubt about that.
But it's a solid foundation, isn't it? An MOU. And you cannot build an empire on sand. So we're talking about a strong foundation, a strong, solid foundation, which is great for both parties.
Yeah, it is. And look, I think CDU is has a clear role in the Northern Territory to develop the Aboriginal workforce. So that's what we do. And if we can do that in much more effectively by working closely with traditional owners and, you know, organisations like the Yothiyindi Foundation, it can only get stronger.
And let's talk about time when you have First Nation people coming from the community to Darwin to start their studies, whatever. What's the setup in regarding their transport and their accommodation and meals and what have you?
Yeah, so CDU is actually dual sector.
Yes.
So we deliver vet training as well as higher education, degree education. But also we have a range of programs, including the Away From Base program, which any student that needs to travel from anywhere in Australia, if they need to travel for university purposes, say for a block or a placement, or they need to travel for a compulsory part of their course, then the AFB program will cover that. So that will be all their travel, it will be food, and it will be accommodation. You know, we have a range of other programs as well through the ISSP, Indigenous Student Success Program, where we have tutoring. So students are eligible for 2 hours of tutoring per subject they study. So if they study four subjects in one semester, they will get they will get 8 hours of tutoring for that week.
Fantastic. Strong foundation. Yeah. And like you said, the MOU just solidifies that relationship. So thank you very much for sharing and congratulations. And also a big shout out there to the Yothiyindi Foundation as well. It is a team effort. And look, we'll yarn soon, Professor Rubin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Professor Rubin Bolt, Deputy Vice Chancellor, First Nation Leadership at Charles Darwin University. And we're talking about the MOU, a First Nations game changer in Eastern Arnhem Land. And that's a new memorandum of understanding between Charles Darwin University and the Yothiyindi Foundation, YYOF. Is expected a game changer for the First Nations people in Eastern Arnhem Land. MOU co-signed. Just recently with the CDU Vice Chancellor, Professor Scott Bauman, and the YYF Yothiyindi Foundation Chair, Jawa Yokopingu, and in Nullarbor lands, aims to better support Aboriginal communities and customise education, training, research and leadership opportunities for the region. Too deadly. Fantastic. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service,